This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar on the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. Her name is Vicki Fury. I'm speaking to her at her home in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And I'll tell you, if you had gone through the experience she had as a 13-year-old, you'd be red hot for the Messiah, too. A year earlier, just out of the blue, her body started shutting down. Her organs shut down. She couldn't eat. She went down to 52 pounds. The doctor said, prepare for her death. She only had a couple of weeks to live. There was pain throughout her body. Her body was deformed. She couldn't walk. She was totally crippled. And she went to a Catherine Kuhlman service, and literally the fire of God hit her. And she was not gradually. She was instantly healed. She went and had a nice meal. She slept fine. She not only could walk, she ran. It was impossible. Her limbs were deformed. And so she knows what miracles are. And yet, Vicki Fury, you told me off the air that you were backslidden. How does someone go from that type of a miracle to being backslidden?
Well, Sid, what happened was when I received that miracle, I was 13. And in between that time, I was Baptist, and I went to various Baptist churches sharing my message. And, of course, the Baptist church that I was in had to embrace it fully because they saw the before and after. And a lot at that time frame did not embrace it, and so they didn't believe it. So for a while, I did not share my message. And then I proceeded onward, and I left the Baptist church and I went Assembly of God, but I got mixed up just before I got married with the wrong crowd of people. And I'll tell you, it's whoever you dwell with and associate with that if you are not strong enough in the Lord, they can sway you. And I was not strong enough. And they swayed me. Rather than me swaying them, they swayed me because I wasn't anchored enough yet. I didn't understand things. I didn't understand the death position. I didn't understand how to deny myself, take up my cross, and follow him. And I knew I was healed. I knew about the power of God. But yet, at the same time, I was being taught within the religious society that Jesus would accept me no matter what, and all I'd have to do is go ask forgiveness, and I'd be forgiven, and I could do whatever I wanted.
How does this differ from the Word? Share a few scriptures.
Well, the word declares, the one word that really struck out, that hit me full force, I'm going to share with you. And it's in Matthew 7, where it's Jesus speaking in 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only. And the Lord had me underline the word only. And he said, only he who does the will. And then he told me to underline he who does the will. Only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Because I was calling him Lord, and he stopped me one day. And he said, do not call me Lord, because I'm not your Lord. And I said, but Lord, I started naming things that I had done for his kingdom. He said, you did nothing, for you are nothing. I'd done all of those things, and I can use a donkey. He says, I want you to know I only use yielded empty vessels.
You know, I've read these scriptures, the same ones you're quoting, and everyone that's a true believer has read these scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, because very few people are walking in such union with God, and that's what the word is, and so few Christians have died to self that you kind of let it slide by. I have a question for you. Are we waiting for God to change us, or is God waiting on us?
He's waiting on us. God changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's, are we changing? We have to become the bride without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. We have to be purified, sanctified, holy, totally yielded to him.
I have to ask you this question. You understand this now. You are not backslidden now. Do you feel like you've sacrificed a lot by dying to self? Do you feel like you've missed important things in your life by sacrificing to self?
No. Really, the death to self position, when you have the Holy Spirit and Jesus and everything within you, is worth more than anything else in the world. There's nothing that can compare to when you die to self to know how much you love God, how sweet Jesus is. And the love of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I mean, all of that, you can't measure it. If you were to take and put it and measure it, it far outweighs the balances of anything that the world or self has to offer.
As best you can describe this, Vicki, what is your understanding of dying to self?
It's total surrender of your will to the Father's will. You're really, it's where you no longer, you submit yourself into the Maker's hand. I mean, it's no longer you that is in control. You're not telling the Maker how to mold you, how to make you, how to form you, how to create you.
You're telling me that you're going to be in a totally satisfied state, whereas in the world, in the natural, if you're an alcoholic or a drug addict, you have to keep getting stronger alcohol, more alcohol or stronger drugs to be satisfied. But you're saying you're walking in such union with God that you're totally satisfied.
Yes, exactly. And there's utter peace. There's a peace that passes literally your understanding. There's such a deep peace and joy unspeakable. I mean, when Jesus said that he only came to say and do the will of the Father, for a long time I couldn't understand that scripture. I couldn't understand why Jesus came in the form of mankind. I know he came to die for us, but why did he come and live his life as man in total, complete submission, counting himself as nothing? He was showing us if we would just submit to the Maker and do the will of the Father. That is where everything flows. There's a river of peace. As you lay yourself upon the altar of sacrifice, and you sacrifice yourself and you give everything, there's a peace that just cannot be described. And there's a love for all of mankind. I mean, you love them with everything that's within you.
Yeah, you know what you sound like? You sound like what? I come from a Jewish background, and you sound like you're living what in Judaism is called the Shema. It's Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. And then there's another verse which Jesus coupled with that when he was asked how he fulfilled the law. Jesus said the Shema, and then he said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And I'll tell you, candidly, Vicki, I have been praying that every day that I be able to walk in that. Because to me, that's the ultimate. That's what Jesus said.
Right. And all you have to do is just, you know, so many times I would get up and I prayed one simple prayer, Sid, for a long time. And I said, Lord, give me a heart like your son where I'll walk according to your will and I'll love just like he loved, unconditionally.
But did it hurt? Did you suffer the flesh in a real bad way to get to this point?
I'll be truthful with you, Sid.
Please.
First, it was very difficult. And God told me, I'm going to strip you down to nothing. If you want this, it may cost you everything you have.
Now, I don't want to get too personal, but can you give me an example of what you lost?
Well, the enemy, of course, when you enter this arena, the principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness are going to fight. And I'm not going to let somebody believe that they're not in for a battle. But at the same time, the victory is yours in Christ Jesus. And the cost of it in reference to certain things, Satan tried to make a number of things look like it was totally going to be destroyed, that everything was going to be taken away. And I would fervently stand and pray to God, beseeching him in reference to a certain attack. If it was my children, if it was my youngest child or my oldest child or my daughter-in-law, or even up until recently, he even attacked my grandson, I would pray fervently in their behalf.
Who won?
God.
Okay, we're out of time, Mishbucha. Dead Men Walking is her revised book, $14 postage paid. This is a truth message, not a watered-down type of message. And you deserve to know the truth, and then you decide. But this book will have prayers and show you how to move in that realm. $14 for the book, Dead Men Walking. Now is the time to prepare for what's coming. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.